top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global, only on Q95, the big station, Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good morning. This is the morning news for today, Wednesday, March 13th. In the headlines, Pastor Randy Rodney contends that once leaders cease to heed the voices of their citizens and persist in dictatorial behavior, the nation will inevitably spiral into decline.
And global only.
Abu Dhabi Future Energy Company has successfully launched and put into operation a hybrid solar park in Antigua and Barbuda with a total investment of $50 million. And the ship of 200 tons of food set sail from Cyprus to Gaza, launching a pilot project for a new aid route to address urgent humanitarian needs in the famine-threatened region.
And global only.
The news is brought to you compliments Rudolph Thomas Enterprises. Details coming up next.
Right on cue.
Rudolph Thomas Enterprise in Portsmouth, your suppliers of building materials and hardware products. Over 20 years experience in the business. Rudolph Thomas has lumber and plywood, Portland and tile cement, steel rods, galvanized and fenced pipe, and Rudolph Thomas can meet all your wire needs. Galvanized roofing sheets, doors, windows, toilet sets, face basins, and bidets. PVC piping, fittings, and lattice. Check out Rudolph Thomas for ceramic and vinyl floor and wall tiles, nails, nuts and bolts, paint and painting supplies. And check out their line of electrical and hand tools. And Rudolph Thomas is your one-stop shop for hard-to-find items like fiberglass mat and fiberglass resin and welding rods. Go now to Rudolph Thomas on 1240 Bay Street in Portsmouth.
Pastor Randy Rodney has called for prayers for Dominica, expressing concerns about the nation's vulnerability to a situation similar to that of Haiti. He emphasized the importance of leaders listening to the voices of the people, warning that failure to do so could lead to worsening of the country's condition. Rodney highlighted historical evidence, suggesting that when leaders become dictatorial and ignore the needs of their citizens, the nation state tends to decline.
For us to also pray for our nation and nations like ours that can easily deteriorate into that kind of situation. Why? Because when people who are in authority don't pay attention to who's on the ground, eventually that happens. You can look at it any way you want and you can interpret it any way you like. But history has taught us that when leaders stop listening to their people and they keep becoming ruthless dictators who feel that the country is theirs and they have a right to rule and nobody else should rule, it's they alone that can rule, countries normally deteriorate into that kind of condition. And once we go down there, it is difficult to lift up our head until there is really seasoned leadership. Ladies and gentlemen, please pray for Haiti. And as you pray for Haiti, if you pray for Haiti for 45 minutes, spend 3 minutes or 5 minutes to pray for Dominica.
And that was Pastor Randy Rodney. Cletus Joseph, Executive Director of the National Development Foundation of Dominica, has announced that following the impact of Hurricane Maria, the Inter-American Development Bank, IDB, has allocated over $40,000 for a study. This study aims to develop products that can aid small businesses and households in enhancing their sustainability and resilience. Joseph emphasized that resilience entails the capacity to recover swiftly after a natural disaster, highlighting the importance of fortifying businesses and households against future crises.
The IDB did approve a sum of in excess of $400,000 to finance the study of developing products that can assist our small business persons and households to become more sustainable and more resilient in whatever it is that we do. Let's remember, resilience means the ability to bounce back after catastrophe. Sustainability is the ability to ensure that we can continue without much disruption, even when there are activities that disrupt us, and ensuring that it is there for future generations. As a part of this project, we were able to develop financing products and technologies for targeted we were also able to develop training programs for our staff and our clients, which is geared at helping entrepreneurs clarify their business ideas and convert them into productive ventures.
Joseph highlighted one of the organization's key events, the Green Innovation Summit, where attendees delve into sustainable business development concepts. The summit focuses on integrating the three pillars of sustainability, people, planet, and profit, into their business operations and strategies.
I want to mention at this time, we do have one of our flagship events, which is the Green Innovation Summit, whereby we immerse the participants into business development ideas, sustainable business development ideas, I should add, and we teach how to incorporate the three P's into our operations and strategy. And this includes energy policy, build back better with energy efficient equipment. So that was part of the overall IDB project. And it was at a time when the NDLE was in the process of rebuilding its structure, which was damaged by Maria. And we took the opportunity to convert what is now one of the most energy efficient buildings in the Caribbean. We also, as part of this, decided to host events such as the Flower, which over the past 4 years have led Dominica to be featured on the WWF website and annual reports and other promotional material and media. Now, despite the above, we at NDLE strive to link the three P's of sustainability, and this involves helping people and businesses identify opportunities and challenges and the threats posed to us and our survival on Earth and in our environment to be able to thrive and to convert these threats and challenges into revenue generation businesses. And that's where the profit part of the trip is coming.
National Development Foundation of Dominica Executive Director Cletus Joseph. The Pan-American Health Organization, PAHO, has wrapped up a four-day workshop involving public health and legal experts from six Caribbean countries. The workshop centered on legislation and drafting regulatory measures to eradicate industrially produced trans fatty acids and introduce sodium reduction targets for packaged foods. The excessive consumption of sodium and trans fat stands as a major contributor to global mortality rates, particularly in non-communicable diseases. Eliminating trans fats could potentially save 17.5 million lives worldwide by 2040. Furthermore, reducing sodium intake has been identified as a cost-effective method to save lives, with every US $1 invested in sodium reduction interventions yielding at least US $12 in return. And of course, you can read more on this story on our website, that's www.q95da.com. Donaldson Frederick, a Kalinago Development Officer in the Ministry of Kalinago Upliftment, emphasizes the ministry's commitment to transforming the lives of the Kalinago people by prioritizing resilience-building initiatives. He highlighted collaborative efforts with the Ministry of Environment to bolster community resilience among the Kalinago population. Frederick has also underscored partnerships with UNICEF Caribbean, noting increased focus on social and behavioral change, particularly in child protection efforts.
We have undertaken a number of initiatives to ensure that our people's lives are transformed under four key pillars. One, basic needs and services, environment and natural systems, and we're looking at natural solutions, physical infrastructure, and community connection and capacity building. The projects implemented directly through the Ministry of Environment, Rural Modernization, Kalinago Upliftment, and Constituency Empowerment intends to build community resilience. And on the social programs and basic needs and services, the Ministry of Environment, in collaboration with UNICEF, has intensified its effort in the areas of social and behavioral change with a focus on child protection in the Kalinago territory. Through this collaboration, the ministry have implemented various programs and activities in an effort to build strong families and create awareness on the issue of child care and protection. These programs include parenting programs for residents of various Kalinago community, where close to 200 individuals completed these programs. Other initiatives and activities include consultations and training with community leaders and other stakeholders.
Frederick underscored a mentorship initiative launched by the Ministry of Kalinago Upliftment, specifically tailored to support vulnerable families. These families receive assistance in various areas, including social skills development, as part of the program.
The ministry has also implemented a mentorship program which has targeted vulnerable families. Now, through the engagement of mentors and community mobilizers, the families are assisted on a one-on-one basis with basic writing and comprehension skills and social skills development, school assignments, guidance on assistance and maintenance and maintaining hygiene to include self-care and home environment, guidance on alcoholism and domestic violence, guidance on positive parenting. As part of the mentorship program, families are provided with hygiene and household supplies. And as a matter of fact, our parliamentary representative has been so involved that there are days when we have delivery of supplies, he also assisted in visiting those families and making those packages available to them. Over 60 children have been reached under this program. This mentorship program has been funded at a cost of over $50,000 EC, which was provided by UNICEF Office for the Eastern Caribbean. So we have taken a very active role in ensuring that the social aspect of our people is taken care of.
Donaldson Frederick, Kalinago Development Officer in the Ministry of Kalinago Upliftment. On Tuesday, Shudong Mass Camp initiated a grand tour across 10 villages in Dominica, aptly named King Dice Calypso Cruise 10-10-10, honoring the achievements of Denison King Dice Joseph in the Calypso Arena. The tour's inaugural show is scheduled for Easter Sunday, March 31st, 2024, at 7 p.m. in Laplin, King Dice's district. Federica Riley, president of Shudong Mass Camp, revealed that the village tour aims to recreate the remarkable journey undertaken by King Dice, allowing attendees to relive those epic moments.
Through the eyes of the minds and this magical of the rhythms, we became engaged, drawn in far deeper than the superficial, with a fair view of the future. We appreciated your sharing of insight and enjoyed responding to your musical teasing. The grand style will relive the epic moments of this journey. Mass Camp is going to take this celebration to the four corners of the Niger Isle, east, west, north, and south, starting with the east, from whence he came. Like the first, and we spend Easter Sunday with you. We will be at Gabo's spot from 7 p.m. Following, we will take the King Dice Calypso Cruise through 9 destinations. Mass Camp intends to spread this love and joy to all Calypso lovers locally, regionally, and internationally. This momentous celebration will not only be of one of entertainment, but also one of writers, dancers, artists, and choreographers. Through Calypso Cruise, Dominica can blossom with such great creativity, bonding us together in love from all points. King Dice has led the way and done it well. Congratulations, King Dice. And welcome aboard all you Calypso lovers to the King Dice Calypso Cruise. Do not sit back. Do not relax. Get up, join us, and dance. Let's celebrate this extraordinary milestone with him.
Shudong Mass Camp President Federica Riley. In addition, 10-time Calypso Monarch Denison Joseph emphasized that the activity will not only raise awareness about celebrating Calypso, but will also help to stimulate economic activity in every host village.
I see KDKK, let me start again, as a benefit to the communities that we are planning to visit in that way that my journey is in Calypso is known by the whole country. It's not a secret. Capturing the junior monarch when I first stepped in and now being the 10 times Calypso King. My ups and my downs in this, and most importantly, the influence that I had and or have in bringing the younger generation to the art form. As the others will explain deeper, La Plaine will be the first of many shows we have from the north, the south, the east, and the west of the country. And going through these different communities will motivate the next generation of Calypso writers, Calypso singers, etc. I also see KDKK King Dice Calypso Cruise, benefiting the venues we are planning to attend and businesses and vendors of the community and the Calypso lovers that will get to enjoy some good Calypso in the so-called off-season.
And that was a 10-time Calypso monarch Denison King Dice Joseph. In other news, a hybrid solar park implemented by Abu Dhabi Future Energy Company is now operational in Antigua and Barbuda, known as the Green Barbuda Project. It features a combination of solar panels, batteries, and backup diesel systems. The hybrid PV plant with 720 kilowatts per hour of solar panels connected to an 863 kilowatt per hour battery can fully meet the island's daytime energy demand. The project aligns with Barbuda's goal to source 86% of its energy from renewable sources by 2030. Additionally, it is expected to reduce annual diesel fuel consumption by 406,000 liters and cut carbon dioxide emissions by over 1 million grams. Designed to withstand high winds following the devastation caused by Hurricane Irma in 2017, the plan represents a resilient energy solution for Barbuda. Prime Minister Gaston Brong emphasized the project's transformative impact, highlighting the utilization of renewable sources and the transfer of cutting-edge technologies to the local community. Fully financed by the Abu Dhabi Fund for Development, the project is part of the UAE Caribbean Renewable Energy Fund, a collaboration between the UAE's Ministry of Foreign Affairs, ADFD, and MASGA. And early on Tuesday, a vessel carrying nearly 200 tons of food departed from a port in Cyprus, bound for Gaza, marking the launch of a pilot project aimed at establishing a new sea route to provide aid to a population facing the imminent threat of famine. The charity ship Open Arms set sail for a port in Cyprus, towing a barge loaded with essential supplies, including flour, rice, and protein.
A ship carrying 200 tons of aid for Gaza left Cyprus on Tuesday in a pilot project to open a sea route to help stave off famine. Gaza has been sealed off from the outside world since Israel began its air and ground invasion 5 months ago, and the United Nations has warned of widespread starvation. The charity ship Open Arms sailed out of the port of Larnaca, towing a barge containing flour, rice, and protein. The 200-mile journey to Gaza could take as long as 2 days because of the heavy tow barge. Bureaucratic obstacles and insecurity have hampered aid deliveries since the start of the war on October 7th. Aid agencies say the latest resort to sea routes and airdrops can provide only limited relief, since Israel has sealed off most land crossings. That was also the mood among sceptical Gazans on the beach at Rafah, near the southern border with Egypt. Hussein Atallah displayed aid should be able to cross by land.
Also, the border between us and Egypt is 15 kilometers long. So why the port then? This is the question. Why would they do a port here?
The aid ship was funded mostly by the UAE and organized by US-based charity World Central Kitchen. With much of Gaza reduced to rubble, WCK said it was building a landing jetty with material buildings. Open Arms spokesperson Laura Lanuza.
For us, it's very important, not only because this is the first boat arrive in Gaza via this maritime corridor, because we know there has been a naval blockade from Israel since over 20 years ago. So for us, makes us really, really happy and proud of that is happening.
Qatar's foreign ministry spokesperson, Majid Al-Ansari, said on Tuesday negotiators seeking a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas were not close to a deal. There'd been hoped for a truce in time for Ramadan, which began this week.
That's the morning news, and here's a recap of the headlines. Pastor Randy Rodney contends that once leaders cease to heed the voices of their citizens and persist in dictatorial behavior, the nation will inevitably spiral into decline.
Five, the big stage.
Abu Dhabi Future Energy Company has successfully launched and put into operation a hybrid solar park in Antigua and Barbuda, with a total investment of $50 million. And the ship with 200 tons of food set sail from Cyprus to Gaza,
news.
Launching a pilot project for a new aid route to address urgent humanitarian needs in the famine-threatened region.
95, the big
the news was brought to you, compliments through the Rudolph Thomas Enterprises.
On cue.
I am Fidison Valman.
Q, top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens.